them. I want you. It's simple. You show yourself, they survive. You run, they die.
Oh, God.
Don't you want to know, Sydney, who killed her? Don't you want to know who killed your mother?
Hey guys, welcome back to Championship Horror Podcast. I'm Matt.
And I'm Scott.
All right, guys, this week we are talking about our top five favorite final girls that we would like to ask to be our Valentine.
That's right.
All right, yeah. So, Scott, what you been watching, man? Anything good?
I watched something the other day. I don't remember what I watched. It wasn't very good.
If you don't remember, it wasn't good. Right.
I don't remember because it wasn't good at all. Oh, I don't know what it was. It was
did you check out that Killer Rack that I asked you to watch?
Yes, I did.
Was that
I still got like I still think I got like 5 minutes left or something on it or whatever.
I didn't finish it, so
I didn't either. So I don't know how it ended. But no, I started watching was it How I Met Your Father? Which is the spinoff of How I Met it didn't hold my attention through the first episode, so I haven't made it to the second episode yet. So that was one of the things that I wasn't too impressed. I do need to see Ozark's fourth season. I think I don't even know if I saw the
third it's the last season, right? Season
four. I don't know. I thought the third season was the last season, but
I'm pretty sure
see the third one. Yeah,
so, I haven't seen. I think I've seen all of season one. I haven't seen any of the others.
Season two's good. I don't think I've seen season three. So
not yet anyways, right?
Not yet anyways. That's right. So what have you been watching?
Nothing much, man, honestly. What did I watch? Oh yeah, I started that Killer Rack movie.
Well, we both did, yeah.
Yeah, you know, that's just mindless fun B horror flick.
Yeah. The acting on that though was like, what the fuck?
Right, yeah. It's terrible. But me and my lady friend, we started the I Know What You Did Last Summer TV show.
You talking about your wife?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay. My wife. You said your lady friend. I'm like, what?
Yeah. Me and my ex-girlfriend. There we go.
You and your ex-girlfriend?
Me and my ex-girlfriend. Wow. She loves it when I call her my ex-girlfriend.
Because she used to be your girlfriend. Now
she
she's
used to be
wife.
My girlfriend. Now she's my wife. Yes, that's correct.
Right.
We started I Know What You Did Last Summer on Prime. Have you seen that?
Have I seen the original one? Yes.
Have you seen the TV show?
Oh, no. I haven't seen the TV show. I didn't even know they had it. Did I know they had a TV show?
It's on Prime, man, so if you got it,
yeah,
check
I knew
it out.
I just haven't checked it out yet.
We've watched the first two episodes so far. It's okay. It's got a little twist.
Is it kind of like Fear Street?
A little bit-ish, I guess. Yeah, it's kind of like that, but I mean, the soundtrack's not as good, obviously, but
oh yeah,
it's set in present day. It's not like, you know,
no,
like 90s or
nothing. Know, 80s. You can't always be perfect, right?
So. Right. But yeah, no, other news. Do you see the new poster for the Texas Chainsaw Massacre that's coming out next month on Netflix?
I have not seen the poster.
Yeah, I think they released a new poster yesterday. It's like a Leatherface, like in a sunflower field, sort of. It looks pretty good. I'll probably check it out.
Sunflower field.
I didn't recognize any actors. I looked it up, and it doesn't.
Sometimes that's better though.
Yeah, that's what I. Yeah.
I mean, so, that's what I like about some of like the older stuff, like especially the slasher movies and stuff that you. It's like you're not like, oh, there's Bruce Willis.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, a bunch of no-name people.
Right.
So I'm
as long as the acting's good. As long as the acting's good, that doesn't matter then.
Right. So. All right, man. Yeah, you want to go ahead and jump into our list here? Our top five final girls that we'd like to ask to be our Valentines.
That's right.
Cheers. All right, man. You want to kick us off with your number five?
All right. My number five is... I'm going to butcher the hell out of this lady's name.
also, if we have any that line up, we're going to wait until it comes up on the other person's list.
Okay. Alien versus Predator?
No. Who do you have from that movie? The...
Sana Lathan?
Oh, the...
Her name was Alexa Woods. in the movie or whatever. So.
Okay. Yeah, I know who she is.
She's the one that teamed up with the
yeah, predator with the predator at the end. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's all. So, she's a badass chick, man.
I know. I love that movie. Yeah. Well, it's a good movie, but okay. Well, first of all, propelling down a hole into God knows where, you're automatically a badass because I couldn't even fucking do that shit.
Right. Like, oh, yeah. That's a big note for me.
We're going to go down that hole and you're going to be on a metal wire and we're just going to like lower you down. I'm like, fuck you.
Yeah. I'm good.
So, you know, I think that her fighting the aliens with the Predator, I mean, she's obviously like, what, a scientist or whatever. So,
yeah, she was some kind of geologist or something.
Yeah. But so her character's level-headed or whatever and stuff like that. I liked her character. I don't know if I would have confronted the Punisher or the Predator the way she did, but I was Punisher. Like, took her under the, I don't want to say his wing, but anyways. They both helped each other get back up to the top. I loved how they used that when she was about to kill the one alien right before they went up to the top.
Yeah.
She used that Arnold Schwarzenegger's, "You're one ugly mother."
Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah, and then she killed the queen alien on the surface. And then she got one hell of a nice little predator branding on her face because they marked her on the face or whatever. So yeah.
The ancient symbol or whatever for warrior or something.
I guess, I don't know. I'm not fluent in predator terminology and stuff like that. I did say predator, right?
Yeah. All good.
I want to keep saying Punisher for some reason. I don't know why.
Did you watch that movie earlier or something?
No. It was, no. I had one of my Punisher shirts on earlier. Maybe that's what it is.
Cool, man. Anything
that would be my number five. No, I mean, I enjoyed the movie.
That is a good movie. I like it. The sequel is pretty good too. The Requiem.
Yeah, Requiem.
Yeah.
Yeah. The thing is, what I really liked about her is that she didn't back down from nothing. So, which. I think pretty much all these chicks on my list don't back down from nothing. Excuse me. All these women on my list did not back down from nothing. So,
yeah.
So that would be my number five.
Awesome, man. That's a solid choice there. I didn't even think about that. My number five is Jamie Lee Curtis as Laurie Strode in H2O. That's probably on your list, isn't it?
It is my next one. So we can go ahead and talk about
it. Let's talk about it. Yeah. I mean, in this entry, you know, H2O, she was obviously, you know, a much stronger version of Lori than in the other two.
The strongest version of herself.
I think so, too. This is my favorite Lori.
I don't care what they say about all the new ones and stuff like that. It's this, you know, I mean, at the beginning, she's like, was she the principal?
Yeah, she's like, yeah, principal, headmistress, whatever it is.
Principal/professional alcoholic. So.
Yeah, she's got that PTSD going on, and
yeah,
she's an alcoholic.
So, yeah, but through the first half, she was a mess. She was like spazzing out through the entire movie and stuff like that. And you know, and when that switch finally kicked in, when it was like she had to save her son,
yep,
and that whole face to face deal, well, whatever.
Yeah,
and then she sent them out, and then she grabbed the axe
when she's coming down that courtyard, man.
Yeah, she's screaming for Michael.
Yeah, it was a badass scene. That was one of my favorite scenes from that movie. When she's like staring down Michael in the when Josh Hartnett's character and Michelle Williams' character are they're in that doorway. They're trying to get the keys.
Oh, dude! When
she closes that door behind him and she's staring Michael down.
That face to face. Yeah, that face to face. That's like when that like switch kicks in that she's like, "Well, I got to take care of this shit."
Yeah.
But like, yeah,
this is real.
And then even at the end when she cuts his head off, I mean, like that swing, dude, she was like Mark McGuire, full roided up, like Paul Bunyan, like chopping down Christmas or chopping down trees and shit.
She then they retconned it and made
they should have just left it the way it was. That should have
that would have been a good end to that storyline, because then we got Resurrection.
As far as I'm concerned, that's the last Halloween movie.
Yeah,
I'm watching.
I'm gonna go back and revisit Rob Zombie's entries, to be honest with you. I know everybody shits on them, but I want to. I've only seen one and two.
I've watched both of them like two or three times.
I want to give them another shot.
As much as I hate Rob Zombie movies, I at least watch them two or three times, at least twice, to make sure that I'm not like 31. I hated the beginning of it. The ending of it, I somewhat enjoyed.
Like the last 30 minutes you said or something?
I mean, if I'm like, okay, we'll just start from this point and then the rest of the movie's great.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Rob Zombie, I liked House of a Thousand Corpses and the Devil's Rejects. I actually really like both those movies. Lords of Salem was weird.
I hated that movie.
Oh, 31, I didn't really care for 31, but I've only seen both of those once. Right. I always try to give movies at least two watches.
I've watched House of a Thousand Corpses like six times.
Yeah, right? I know. You told me that before.
I can't do it.
I mean, obviously it's like heavily influenced by Texas Chainsaw Massacre with like the dinner scene and, you know, and the fucked up family.
Jeepers Creepers and this and that.
Yeah.
And yeah. I was just like, what the fuck ever, dude? My problem is there's no, I don't think there's any like peak for suspense. It just kind of like goes straight across the entire movie. And it's just like, I don't know. Me and Carla just wanted to get back when we walked out of the movie theater.
I wish we had more time with Dr. Death or Dr. Satan, Dr. Death, Dr. Satan down in the basement or in the tunnels or wherever it was.
I was like, why do you want Dr. Kevorkian to come back?
Yeah, no, not that guy. Laurie Strode and H2O is your number four, right?
That was my number four, so you were on your number four.
Okay, my number four is Ollie Larter as Clear Rivers and Final Destination.
Final Destination? I haven't seen that in forever. Those were good movies, too.
Yeah, they are pretty good. Her, I mean, she was just kind of like the girl next door a little bit, you know what I mean? And her kind of, obviously, she only makes it through, what, I think two movies? I think she dies at the end of the second one. Or in the second one for sure. Well, anyways, at the beginning of the first
one. Yeah, I think she does. Yeah, she does.
She does.
Because she's helping for sure. She's helping the second group out, right?
Yeah. You know, when Alex is, you know, making a scene, you know, at the beginning of the first one, the plane's going to crash. You know, she just believed him. And then, you know, she's the only one really willing to help him out throughout the entire movie, it seems like. Right. So, I don't know. It just seems like a chick you'd want on your side if, That's all I got to say about that.
That's all you got to say.
Yeah, it's been a while since I didn't get a chance to rewatch that movie. So no. I just remember. Plus, Ollie Larter is hot as fuck. If you've never seen, what was that movie? She had the whipped cream bikini.
Oh, Varsity Blues.
Varsity Blues. Yeah, buddy. But yeah, no, Ollie Larter, Clear Rivers, and Final Destination. That's my number four.
So we're on to number three, I guess.
Yeah, you're number three.
My number three is The Hunt. It's Crystal.
I haven't seen this.
Crystal Creasley, played by Betty Gilpin.
Hopefully nice.
I said that correctly. Anyways, the funny thing is, this movie, at the beginning, you have no idea who the main character is because they got all these different people. And then they almost, it makes it seem like this is a main character, this is a main character, this and that. And then all of a sudden, they get killed. And you're like, well, who the fuck's the main character? So
right.
She comes in like halfway through the movie. And then you finally figure out that she's the main character of this movie or whatever. But you start finding out pieces like halfway through the movie as to why they're hunting all these people down, this and that or whatever, which is not the main purpose of our discussion. But anyways.
I got a question I'm going to ask at the end of your.
Oh, okay. So anyways, so she is like an ex-Marine, but they mistaken.
Sorry.
Is that me?
That was me. Sorry.
Oh, sorry. Anyways, so they mistaken her for another girl with the exact same name, except for Crystal was spelled with a K for the other girl. This and that or whatever. So anyways, but yeah, she winds up pretty much picking people off one by one throughout this movie. I mean, it's set up like where you don't even know who the bad people are. Cause it's like, I think it's like in Czechoslovakia or something like that. At the end, Hilary Swank had set this entire thing up, you know, from Karate Kid 4.
$1 million baby.
So she, I guess, got fired because of people posting stuff on Facebook, Instagram, social media.
Yeah.
And so her company fires her because she made a joke about, you know, being a rich person hunting people down. And basically she's like, well, if I'm going to get fired and this and that for doing this, then why not just do it? So they collected all these people, this and that or whatever. So, but the ending scene, they had one kick-ass like fight scene where they just like tore this house down. They didn't tear the house down, but like they just beat the fuck out of each other for like, I want to say almost about 10 minutes. But yeah, no, it was a really good movie. If you haven't seen it, check it out. Matt?
I haven't seen it. Is this the movie that they were like pulling from theaters because of like the Republican and Democrat thing? Like it was like...
Yeah. Okay. That's all in this shit too. Yeah.
Is it?
And it's like, yeah. I mean, they don't go overboard with it, but yeah. It's like, I won't go into that because that'll get into a different conversation and we'll have to edit like half of the fucking podcast.
Yeah, we don't do politics here at a Championship Board Podcast. So that was your number three?
That was my number three. All right. Oh, by the way, Hilary Swank still got it in that movie. And that was from 2020. So cool.
Guy. Nice. Yeah, she's pretty hot, dude.
Well, no, I'm just talking about she can fucking still like throw a fucking spin kick probably or something. I don't know.
She's a badass. All right, my number three is Jessica Roth as Tree Guildman in Happy Death Day.
Happy Death Day.
You ever seen this?
I have. I just don't. I'm trying to remember it.
It's like Groundhog's Day meets Scream.
Ah, sort of. Yes. Yes, so, I remember it. Yeah.
So it's a good movie. Yeah, I just thought her character arc was great. She was a kind of a terrible human being at the beginning, and then she kind of... plus she walks naked through like the quad of the college or the school or wherever she's at one day. And I thought that was pretty hot. So Jessica Roth is Tree Guildman and Happy Death Day. That's my number three.
So we're going to go to my number two, which would be the movie's name is Revenge. The girl is, named Jennifer in the movie. Matilda Ann Ingrid Lutz.
That's the actress's name?
That's the actress's name. Yeah, her name in the movie, they don't state her last name, so it's just Jennifer or whatever. But anyways, so she's like some kind of, I guess, aspiring actress or something like that. But she's dating some guy, the rich guy.
Yeah.
Anyways, she's dating him, but he's married. So the whole deal with that is that they're on like a little quote unquote getaway to the middle of like the desert or Australia or something like that. And so they're having a good old time. And then two of his buddies show up. So they're like, well, we want to go hunting or whatever. So I'm assuming they're like people from a foreign country, this and that. And so he goes off to get them passports, and then one of the guys winds up raping her while the other guy just kind of like ignores the whole thing or whatever and stuff. So then when he gets back, he's pissed, but you know what? Actually, I don't know what. So I guess since it was his side piece, he's like, well, she's expendable or whatever and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So she wants to go home. He's like, I can't have you go home. I'll just set you up this different life, blah, 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 because this shit can't go out, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Anyways, needless to say, they push her off the side of a cliff. She winds up getting like stabbed in her chest or whatever with a tree root or tree something, like a stick. She winds up living. I have no idea how, but she spends the entire movie basically hunting these jackasses down and killing them. And she does a pretty good job of, for somebody with probably no experience whatsoever. I mean, you can tell she has no experience because she doesn't, but yeah. So
this sounds a lot like I Spit on Your Grave.
It's not.
Are you sure you didn't watch that movie instead?
I have watched that movie. This is not that movie. Either version of I Spit on Your Grave.
Yeah.
The original, the first one.
I've only ever seen the remake.
the second one remake or the second one.
The third remake.
Well, they had it. I'm wasn't just kidding. The third. Well,
they have like four or five sequels of the remake.
That's, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So, but yeah, her determination in this movie is like, yeah. And the fact is that she trips off fucking peyote. Like, I'm like, what the fuck? It's like, yeah, she apparently healed herself by taking peyote and then not feeling anything, I guess.
Where'd you get the peyote?
It's in earlier in the movie.
Gotta see the movie, huh?
You gotta see the movie. It's on like, it's, I think it was a Shudder movie. It's a Shudder movie. So if you have Shudder, check it out. But anyways, like the ending scene was like a bring around the Rosie for like 5 minutes. Like they kept going around in this, but yeah. So it's a good movie. Check it out. It's badass female
revenge.
Woman. It's called Revenge 2017. Should be on Shudder.
I'll check it out, see, man.
Is there any other watch options? It's on Sling TV also.
Nice.
Something premium subscription that might actually be Shudder, so I don't know.
Cool. All right, man. Cool. That's your number two or number three?
That is my number two.
Number two. My number two is, can you guess? You got any guesses?
It is the, what the hell is the name of that movie? Excuse me. Ready or Not.
Nope. That's not my number two.
What the fuck?
Not my number two. Not my number two.
Oh, okay. Well, then I don't know.
You don't have any other idea?
Is it my number two? Number one?
What's your number one?
I can't tell you.
It's my number two is Nev Campbell as Sidney Prescott in Scream.
Oh, no. See, that wasn't it.
Yeah, I didn't think that would be on your list. Yeah, man, Sidney Prescott. Well, I mean, what else can be said? She's the first person to have sex in a horror movie and live. You can't get any better than that, dude, right?
I know.
Breaking the rules already. Breaking the fucking rules, son.
Like in Princess Bride. Inconceivable.
Inconceivable. You keep using the word. I don't think it means what you think it means. Yeah, she first person to have a sex in a slasher film and live. So she was the first person I really remember kind of making a fool of, you know, the slasher or the killer in the movie, because she kind of does. She kicks his ass in every single movie.
Well, she does.
And plus, she's been kinda, go ahead.
They kind of made a joke with like the whole genre a little bit and stuff like that.
They did. Yeah.
I mean, it was still a horror movie, and it wasn't like, I don't want to say quote unquote making fun of horror movies. It was just kind of like you can laugh at yourself type deal.
They kind of were making fun of horror movies, but they don't do it in the way that like Scary Movie does it. You know what I mean? Like it's more of a horror movie than Scary Movie is.
Right. I'm just saying we can laugh at ourselves for all the stereotypical stuff, right. But
it knows it's what still it is, a horror basically. Movie. Right. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
She's been through this. She's on her fifth installment of Scream. So you know, she's. Right. I don't know any other final girl that makes it that long.
Right.
Maybe the chick from Aliens.
Did you see the newest Scream?
Sigourney Weaver. Sorry, bud. That's the whiskey talking. No, I haven't seen any Scream, man. I want to. My buddy even got me a gift card to the movies to kind of give me an excuse to go, and I still haven't been, man. You know, just because everything we got going on. I'm going to go eventually, though. And the new Spider-Man I want to see before they are not in theaters anymore.
See, guy, you know that, but that's all right.
Yeah.
It's all right.
What did you say?
Don't get me wrong. I'm a DC guy.
Okay, you're a DC guy. I thought you said Sid dies. I'm like, motherfucker, did you spoil that movie for me? You haven't seen the new Scream either. I thought you were spoiling it for me. Okay,
cool. No.
Okay.
No, I said, you were talking about Spider-Man. I said I'm a DC guy.
I know. Yeah, I heard you.
I do like some Punisher movie. Well, I like Punisher movies.
The one with Thomas Jane is pretty good. I didn't watch the one with the dude from Walking Dead, the show. The one with Thomas Jane was, who else was in that? John Travolta was the...
Yeah, he was a bad guy. Yeah. You're talking about Warzone?
Punisher. No, Punisher, the show with John Berthenol or whatever his name
is. That's good.
The Netflix show.
Punisher Warzone is a great movie. which I've never seen. Yeah. And then there's the first Punisher movie had Dolph Lundgren in it, which is from like the 80s, which is great.
I didn't know Dolph Lundgren played the Punisher.
Yes. Yes, he did.
I must break you.
Where is the justice?
Does he say that?
Yeah. He apparently meditates in the sewer system, butt ass naked, with candles all around him. It's all right. It's a good movie.
I should have mentioned that we've been watching all the Van Damme movies, man. Yeah, Neve Campbell. Yeah. I mean, that's a character that I feel like my daughters can kind of idolize. And I wouldn't mind if they turned out like Sid, because she handles her shit. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, her mom dies. Her dad almost dies. She's been through some shit, and she's still kicking.
Well, that whole thing with the mom dying and the dad thing or whatever and stuff, they explained it. I remember the backline story and context or whatever and stuff like that, but yeah. They probably could have done a little bit better job of doing that. I mean, I get it. They just were going to spew everything out at the very end of the movie, but I don't know.
That's they did kind of wait until the end of the movie to kind of explain everything.
Well, I mean, it's...
But, I mean, there was a tie-in there with, you know, Billy, obviously, so they couldn't give too much away because, right. You know, it was his dad.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Well, like, flashbacks. Sometimes it's a verbal flashback, and sometimes it's a visual flashback. I'm not saying that they should show, like, the mom sleeping around with everybody in the neighborhood, but...
Yeah, they don't flashback to really anything. It's just stories that people tell.
Right.
Except might in the second one. I can't remember.
Flash back to Drew Barrymore's rebirth in Hollywood.
Oh yeah, the first one. Yeah, she's in the first 15 minutes of the movie.
Yeah, that's basically what got her back in Hollywood. I'm assuming, because I hadn't seen her since then or before then, and then all of a sudden she's in Adam Sandler movies.
No, what was she in? No, I'm thinking of the other chick that was in that Ben Stiller movie with the cum in her hair.
Oh, shit. Cameron Diaz.
Cameron Diaz, yeah. They remind me of each other. I don't know why.
My number one is Mia from Evil Dead 2015.
Ah, you fucker. You took two good ones that I forgot about. This is a good
one. Played by Jane Levy. This is... look for a reason to rewatch this movie.
I always look for a reason to rewatch. Dude, she's got some acting chops, man. She's really good.
Well, she does. She does a really good... I mean, dude, she's like possessed for the first half of the movie. And then second half, she's like comes out of this whole thing. I'm assuming that she's supposed to know what happened or whatever and stuff, which doesn't really fucking matter. But yeah, so... But for the majority of the movie, she's possessed by the Necronomicon demons. And then at the end of the movie, she dies, comes back to life, watches her brother die. Then it starts raining blood.
Yeah.
Then the demon comes out of the ground. And then this chick has to literally, like, she's being chased by this demon. She has a Jeep thrown on top of her arm, or like tipped on top of her arm, literally has to pull her fucking arm off just to get out from underneath the Jeep, and then cuts this freaking demon's face in half with a chainsaw. And it's like one of those, like, what is this? I will feast on your soul or whatever what the demon said or something like that. And she's like, feast on this motherfucker. And just fucking shoves that shit down her fucking face and then like cuts her in half. So the movie's got so much blood and gore and stuff like that. My daughter hates puking scenes. And then the one where the one girl pukes in the other girl's mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah. My daughter's like, I just can't even fucking watch this.
Yeah. That and really anything with like bugs, like bleh, I'm good.
See, the bugs don't really bother me.
Or the puking bugs. Because that happens puking a lot. Bugs. Yeah.
Oh.
That happens in a lot of possession movies.
You watch Candyman too much too. Anyways.
What else? Drag Me to Hell does it? What else? Who else does it?
Oh yeah, Drag Me to Hell. I've watched that maybe two or three times. That was a Sam Raimi movie too.
Yeah, that is a Sam Raimi movie. Amber Heard is a fucking bitch though.
But yeah.
Let's not go there.
So anyways, so I know it's not Mia, but the other girl that was the boyfriend or the brother's date or whatever, when she fucking cuts her arm off with the fucking like that the power knife
for yeah, like the turkey carver or something.
Y'all, dude, I'm like, what the? They did a great job on the special effects. And then the majority of this movie, I think pretty much all the movie, they said that it was all practical effects. They didn't do like CGI and shit throughout the movie and stuff like that.
Right.
So pretty much everything in this movie is what they put together with like latex or whatever and stuff like that. So, or I don't know what the fuck, but anyways, yeah, it was like all just pumped in there. No, somebody sitting on a computer fucking bringing blood down from the sky or whatever.
Right.
Pretty much everything was done practical effects instead of CGI, which made this movie even better because you could tell in the movie. And I think they still did a really good job with the book, even though, I mean, obviously it doesn't look like the original from the original two movies.
Talk about the Necronomicon.
Yeah. So.
Dude, if we ever go to a cabin, like one of these, we need to have like a cabin retreat. Like,
we're so fucked if this happens.
Me, you, and our wives, man, need to have like a little cabin weekend where we go and we just record like one or two episodes and we watch just fucking horror movies in a cabin in the middle of the woods. And like Hocking Hills or some shit.
Me and my wife went to a cabin in the middle of the woods in Pennsylvania, right? And I was sending pictures to my cousin, and he's like, that place is fucking haunted. It wasn't, but it was pretty creepy upstairs. Like, they had, like, this where you could have, like, two beds up there on the top.
Yeah.
I'm like, these beds did not look like they had been slept in, like, fucking years. I'm like, there ain't no way anybody was ever up there.
Dude, when Jackie and I went on our, we went on like a baby moon down to Gatlinburg, and we rented a cabin down there, right? This is going to be real quick. She'll testify for me. She'll back me up on this.
Testify.
Okay. So it's about 12:30, 1 o'clock. Okay. We're leaving the next day. 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning. We're leaving the next day. We're in bed. It's kind of like a loft style cabin. So we're up in bed. All of a sudden, we hear a loud-ass thump. It's from inside the cabin, dog. Or so we think. And then I go outside. Well, I go downstairs first because we thought we heard it inside the cabin. So I go downstairs. Nothing. No doors. Nope. All the windows are intact. No doors are unlocked. We're good. So the only other place that it could come from is from outside. Or there's like a little shed built under the cabin, okay, with like a padlock on the outside of it that we didn't have the key to, because I think it was like an Airbnb or something that we rented or something at the time. And so I'm like, I'm not going out there without my gun. Like,
let's see.
fuck you for when you weren't just there, fucking, okay?
Just fucking with you, dude.
So this is when I worked at the prison at the time, I think. So I luckily carried my gun with me. I had my gun on me. I had a flashlight. No, dude, for
two
real.
Two guns.
Not only did we hear the thump, not only did we hear the loud ass thump. This is like, you know, that period between like you lay down and you fall asleep, like you're kind of in that sleepy state, but you're not really asleep yet. Right. We heard it, and it woke us both up. We both sat up. We heard a loud ass thump. That's when I went downstairs. I went outside with my gun because there's no way we didn't hear anything. Backtrack. We kept hearing shit, okay? After we heard the thump, we were like, okay, maybe we just imagined it. I forgot to say this. We were like, maybe we just imagined it. So we laid back down, heard the thump again, heard moving around, shit moving, like shit moving, like people moving shit. So, dude. It's ask Jackie about it next time you come over, bud.
I'm just fucking with you.
But yeah. Anyway, dude, the only other option, the only other thing I have is a bear. A bear was fucking around, but I didn't even see anything, dude. I didn't even see a bear.
So it was in the house, or it was outside of the house, or
what? I think it was underneath the house, underneath the cabin, in that little.
Dude, you could have like a raccoon locked, in though. There could have been a raccoon crawled.
No,
in
dude, this was like heavy. thuds, like shit moving. Like, you know, you can hear like beer cans or, you know, like garbage being rustled around. It was heavy. It was like heavy thuds, dude. It was like.
You ever seen raccoons move shit around?
Yeah, dude, we just had a raccoon in our garage fucking.
Right. He probably almost drove away with your fucking car.
Nah, he fucking. But anyways, yeah, that's my scary cabin in the woods story.
Well, the thing is that I actually looked up cabin in the woods on Vrbo or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that's how you pronounce it. And so we went out. That's what I found. I was like, that looks perfect. And then we wound up going to Washington, D.C. after that for a little bit. But yeah. It was literally out in the middle of nowhere. No, yeah, it was great. Nice. My wife had a nice little orange cat that she could play with. Cabin in the Woods movies are always good because you're secluded from everything, this and that, especially with the bears like you. But, I really like to see – I know that they came out with like the – it's not alternate ending or it's like an extended cut or something where she's walking down the road.
Yeah.
But I think I've watched it once, like on YouTube or whatever.
Are you talking about Evil Dead remake?
Yes, the Evil Dead. Well, it's the part four. Sequel to the sequel to the first Evil Dead. So, because Evil Dead 2 and...
Well, technically, even Sam Raimi and... they said that Evil Dead 2 was a remake of the first one. It was done how they wanted to do it.
Right. It was how they wanted to do the original Evil Dead.
And then
has
the same Oldsmobile in it.
Yes. Well, the remake has the same Oldsmobile as the first one. Just like
every other Sam Raimi movie.
Yes, every Sam Raimi movie has the Oldsmobile in it, even the Spider-Man movies. So anyways.
Uncle Ben drives it, right? In the Spider-Man? Yeah.
So, yeah, with the three dead bodies in the back. But anyways.
Yeah.
So, didn't know about that, did you? This was like the sequel to the first one because Ash dies at the beginning of the first one. Ashley, sorry, because they didn't actually call him Ash in the first one. I don't think they did. But anyways.
I don't remember him calling him Ash. It was always Ashley.
So anyways, but yeah, that would be my my number one. I think that was probably my favorite. My list, like, shifted, like, I want to say 8 times.
So did mine.
Just today.
Not today, but in total, yeah.
No, it was like, oh, what's this? That movie. Oh, okay, well, then kicks it off. That's it. I had a couple movies on there. I was like, oh, this is, like, one of the best movies ever. And it's like, nope, it's not on there anymore. Oh, shit. So. Go ahead. Your number one there.
My buddy. Number one? All right, man. I think you can probably guess what this is.
Fucking ruined it for you, didn't I?
What?
When you asked me what my
Ready or Not
two was. Yeah.
Yeah, Samara Weaving as Grace LaDamos in Ready or Not. You've seen it, right? Maybe.
Yes.
This movie. Grace. This movie totally took me by surprise. It was sort of a blind watch. I mean, I knew it was, it's not really a horror movie. It's horror adjacent, I guess, whatever.
It's like The Hunt. The Hunt movie is like that too. It's almost like, The Hunt's like Surviving the Game with Ice-T and Rutger Hauer and all that. But
I don't think I've seen that one, but yeah, I mean, those movies get talked about in the horror circles, so.
Well, you're being hunted down. The aspect of it is.
Being in that movie would be horrific.
Right. Well, like even like the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, for instance, you're being hunted down by people or a particular person or whatever and stuff. So, I mean, it's kind of like on the same level, you know, of being hunted by someone. So, yes, that's horrific.
Yeah. Anyways, Grace. I mean, there's a part in the movie where, you know, she tears her wedding dress, you know, so she can like move faster. Obviously, everybody knows what this movie's about, I'm assuming. You know, this young girl marries into this family that comes from a board game money. It's kind of like Milton and Bradley, you know, this very established lineage family. And when you get married into this family, you have to play, you kind of have to pick from this little box of games. And she picks hide and seek. Is that what it was?
It was hide and seek.
It was hide and seek, right?
And there's this like one game I think that was basically the game that you didn't want.
Yeah, and it was hide and seek.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, I mean she's starts off all innocently and you know, she's like, Oh, I'm gonna hide in the dumbbell waiter and by the end of the movie.
She wasn't taking it serious.
Yeah, she wasn't taking it seriously. She was like because she didn't know. By the way, her fiance or her husband in this movie is the fucking asshole of the movie.
He's a douche. Yeah, he's a fucking douche.
Because
what was his brother? He was a better guy than him.
Yeah, he was my favorite character in the movie besides fucking Grace, dude. Like,
yeah.
I wish those two would have made it to the end.
Knew that wouldn't have happened.
Right. It wouldn't have happened because of how it ended, but still.
Right.
But
that
yeah.
I was surprised too. I didn't even expect that shit either.
I didn't expect it either. I was like, because, dude, you get both endings with this movie. It's fucking awesome because, like, you know, there's this curse on the family. If, you know, they don't play by the rules, they all die. You know what I mean? If they don't kill her,
you know,
by dawn or whatever it is, they all die. And they don't know how they're going to die, but you're kind of guessing throughout the entire movie. Like, is this...
They kind of play it, though, like it's like superstition, though.
Yeah, so it kind of did play in a superstition. Yeah.
Yeah. They're like, they believe in it, but they've never experienced it. So it's like superstition to them, which makes it even better because you're like, just like at the end, you're waiting. Like,
right. Yeah. You're just like, what's going to happen? Like it paid off so well for me because. Yeah.
And not only was she a badass. Everybody in that movie, though, play their characters perfectly.
Yeah, dude, all the acting in this movie, whoever played, was it Daniel was the brother's name? Her brother-in-law?
I think so.
Adam Brody, you know, I know he was really good.
That one.
He was just like, you know, this is how, you know, fucked up rich people are. You know, he was just like, you know, I'm one of them. I don't want to be one of them, but I am.
When the one guy tried like to help Googling, her out. When the one guy like Googling how to use an arrow,
or yeah, like how to use a crossbow or something, dude. This movie totally blindsided me with how good it was. It came out 2018, 2019. I don't think I watched it until last year. So, like, I think it was like right around the time the quarantine started was when that was 2 years ago. Fuck me. Yeah, that was when I watched it right at the beginning of the quarantine. So I was a whole year late in seeing this movie, and it totally blindsided me, and I could see why some people said it's really good, why they hyped it up. But yeah, Grace. Plus, we already know what she looks like in a wedding dress. Hey. She's really good.
You're best man, right?
Yeah, you're a man.
I'm a man. Just kidding. I don't want to be at your wedding because see how shit ends up at her weddings.
Yeah. But, it's
like, bye.
Plus her scream's really good, dude. Like she's got that guttural like at the end, like where he's like, oh, can we work it out, and she's like, whatever she does, like,
yeah, it's been a minute, but yeah, I think I know what you're talking about.
They're effective. It's just she's an amazing actress. The babysitter, she was great in The Babysitter, both of them.
Oh, she was the babysitter.
She was in The Babysitter. She was a hot babysitter.
Did you see the second one?
I did see the second one. Yeah, the second one was
that one's good
was,
too.
It was good. It wasn't as good as the first one. They were both good.
No, it was not good as the first one, but
I would like to see her in more horror. Like, please fucking cast her in more horror, please. I don't know what else she's in. Horror wise. These are the only three, like, you know, The Babysitter and
well, she's probably like Jamie Lee Curtis. She doesn't want to be stuck in like one genre her entire life.
Dude, horror's hot right now. Like,
it is.
All these remakes that they're like, nostalgia is so big right now. They're, you know, rebooting everything, you know, Candyman, all this shit.
I won't see that. Sorry.
I haven't seen it. I want to see it.
I don't see it.
Did you like the first one?
No.
No? Not a Candyman fan?
I don't know what it is about, like, the fucking. I don't know. I didn't like the first one. Just didn't like it.
I like the first one. Like, Tony Todd was
fucking Dangerous Minds. Dangerous Minds in the fucking ghetto. It's like, whatever, dude. It's like, what?
Candyman, I just remember it reminding me of Silence of the Lambs a lot for some reason. I don't know why. Maybe they just came out around the same time. Maybe that's why they...
You know, I didn't like Silence of the Lambs either. My wife loves Silence of the Lambs. I don't like Silence of the Lambs.
All right, I gotta go. Have a good night. Just kidding. It's not really a horror movie, but go ahead.
It's Silence of the Lambs is all right. It's not something that I would go out and like, oh, look, Silence of the Lambs is on. But, you know, the thing is that it fit its purpose.
Yeah.
So, like, Seven.
Do you like that movie?
I like that movie.
I love that movie. It's a really good movie.
Yes, it is a very good movie. But the thing is that, I don't know, it's like one of those movies that you have to wait a long time to watch it again. Because it's not like something that you want to, like, you would put on, like, just to entertain yourself.
Yeah, it's not like, it is very...
It's not an attention grabber. So the thing is that it's not keeping you... You have to be into the movie in order to sit there and watch the movie all the way through. So, like, Silence of the Lambs, even, like, Seven to an extent, I would probably just, like, all of a sudden wander my way out of the movie and be like, and then come back and I'm like, the movie's over. Oh, shit.
I get what you're saying. So it's,
if there's a lot of talking in between,
kind of,
which is fine for when you watch it the first one or two times, but
yeah,
once you already developed that thing or whatever, then that becomes boring to you. So if you don't have other things going on, like Devil's Advocate has that aspect to it, but it also has other things in it that actually keep you invested into the movie. Whereas, I mean, because they have like the backstory or whatever, this and that. But the thing is that other things are going on, this and that. So you want to actually watch the movie.
Yeah.
Whereas like Prison Cells, okay, yeah, you just threw your jizz on her face. All right.
Right.
So where are we going from here? So, yeah.
I get what you're saying. Like, it's, you know, like that edge of your seat feeling, you know, what's going to happen next.
Right.
But, you know, there's these long drawn out periods where there is all this, you know, dialogue and shit.
Context. Yeah. Context. Yeah. Okay. But yeah, I mean, I get it. Your movies have to have context. But the thing is that if you don't have other things going on to keep your attention throughout the movie, then it's not like the watchability value of the movie is not necessarily there.
I mean, it makes sense because I haven't seen Silence of the Lambs or Seven in a couple years. So yeah, I mean, you kind of want to watch it and then forget sort of, you know, exactly what those middle parts are that you're talking about. And then, you know, you want to go relive it. And
right.
I know I like this movie, but I don't remember.
Well, I love Seven, but the thing is that you got like this long period at the beginning, then you got periodic things, but the thing is that you got all this dialogue in between each of these deaths, and then eventually you just kind of get lost in the dialogue, and now all you want to see is the end of the movie.
I challenge you to watch The Treatment. Have you ever seen it? It's like a Finnish or Dutch, I don't know, it's subtitled. Oh, so shit. You're gonna have to read. Can you read? You know what letters are in the sentences? It's mail time.
Anyways, we're going to be editing this whole fucking section out of this motherfucker.
All good, buddy. I'm just fucking with you. No, The Treatment, if you've never watched it, it's that, if you can imagine Seven, but much fucking darker. It's crimes against children, dude. And it's fucking so dark. It's hard to watch, but it pays off. Even if you don't have kids, this movie's probably hard to watch. But having kids, it's harder to watch, but it's like...
Don't turn me into the Punisher, dude.
Dude, I wanted to hunt this dude down. It was a fictional character, you know?
Well, you know what? I'll tell you what. Rambo, that, not the last one, but the one before that, that kind of did it to me. Like, when they were like...
Last Blood? Killing. I haven't seen it.
No, not The Last Blood, the one before that. Oh, The Last Blood.
Oh, the one
Blood.
That's one called Rambo? It's just called Rambo?
Yes. But Last Blood had a segment in it that, yeah, it was kind of like that.
I haven't seen Last Blood.
But the one before that, like that moment, that dude took that baby out of that lady's hand and chucked it into like a burning like hut.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I want to fucking kill that guy right now.
Right. Anybody.
Like by the end of that movie, I literally was like, if Rambo doesn't do shit, then I'm going to fucking do shit. And then shit's going to fucking happen.
Right. Yeah, dude, it's infuriating. Some of these, like, people talk about crimes against, like, you know, animals in movies and whichever. I don't want to see a dog get hurt, but any, like, even more, I don't want to see a kid get hurt. Like, people are like, oh, you know, kill all the kids you want, but just don't hurt the dog. Like, okay. That doesn't make sense to me. I don't get people like that.
No.
I don't understand what the... There's a horror trivia game that we need to get and play. What was that, a TV? Awesome.
I don't know what the hell it is. It was my dad's. It's made out of real wood. Check that shit out.
Hell yeah.
It was like hand carved. So, I don't know. Anyways, so what's going on?
No, there's a horror trivia game that we need to get. Apparently, it's like the hardest fucking game ever.
Wait. That would be Labyrinth. You have little knobs on the side and the ball. You have to get all the way. I finished it one time. One fucking time. I used to play that thing forever. It had like three different levels, things or whatever, and you just hit the knobs on the side. I'll send you a picture later.
I'll send this link to you. It's got 1,800 questions.
We'll go through those in like 5 minutes.
Yeah. I've heard this game. Oh, I just sent it to somebody I didn't mean to send it to.
Well,
I'll buy it for us. We'll start a Patreon.
Patreon.
And then we'll use the
fucking... Buy this for us.
I think that's
Ultimate Edition.
Yeah, you kind of move around the board. You see the pieces there? The pieces look creepy.
I do. Baby's face, a axe in a brain, a hand. What the fuck is that one thing in the middle on the top?
I don't know. It kind of looks like Pandora's box.
It's a foot.
A music box?
There's a foot on the top, and it looks like there's a shifter. I don't know.
And there's a straight jacket.
And then the goat's head, which that's my piece every time.
Like, if you just look at those two questions on the fourth picture, I would get those wrong.
You know what? They really missed on a great opportunity. Because instead of doing the straight across deals or whatever, they could have just done like that upside down 5-pointed star.
Yeah.
That would have probably kicked it off. People would be like, oh, we're just going to buy it for that. We don't even need to use the board game.
Make it into like a Ouija board.
Yeah.
Pieces.
Hey, we're going to summon someone. Anyways, I think that we went over everything.
So next month is your picking. So think about it.
Haven't decided that yet. So
Celtic horror. Cool. Right,
dude. You don't want to do that because
I don't know. Leprechaun's the only thing I know, dude.
Yeah, well,
Leprechaun 1 through back to the hood.
No, actually,
Leprechaun in space.
We don't even, the remake one that had it wasn't even a remake. It was just
Warwick
like
Davis.
It had like Hornswoggle or something from the it wasn't the original guy. It had Hornswoggle from the WWE.
I actually
enjoyed that movie, and it got horrible reviews. I'm like, it was almost like, I don't want to say Evil Dead, but it reminded me something along those lines of, it was a little grittier than the cartoonish Leprechaun movies or whatever. And I think everybody was just expecting a cartoonish Leprechaun, and I actually enjoyed that really well. So I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm Irish and I enjoy like all that folklore, basically. And they use like some kind of folklore in the storyline too. So it was kind of like the praying to the pagan gods type bullshit. So anyways, I don't know. I'll think about it and I'll let you know in the next day or so.
At work on Monday.
At work on Monday. If you still work there.
If we still got power.
We still got. Did they get it on yet?
I don't know.
Well, do you got anything else to add to this?
No, not really. Nope. We'll catch you guys next time.
All right. See you down the road.